In western Massachusetts, Hurricane Sandy caused widespread power outages, mostly as a result of high winds. In some of the hill towns and in the Berkshires, wind gusts exceeded 60 miles an hour. Some communities are still mostly without power. The Western Mass Electric Company said that 40,000 customers were affected by the storm, but many have already had their power restored. Spokesman Frank Pyro.
The damage peaked at about 7 p.m. last night. At about 14,000 customers, and we have restored 32,000 customers in the past 24 hours.
Pyro said that crews as far away as Oklahoma came to assist in the restoration efforts. He said that he expects the remaining 8,000 customers that lost power to be restored by this evening.
We expect to have most of that 8,000 number of customers out restored by later tonight, and nearly all of our customers restored by tomorrow.
As of this morning, 14,000 National Grid customers in western Massachusetts were also without power. In Berkshire County, emergency shelters were opened in Adams and North Adams. The Red Cross had opened a shelter in Northampton on Sunday night in preparation for the storm. Power outages were also rampant in Vermont. At a press conference today, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin gave details.
We did lose 36,000 power customers during the storm. That's been a moving number. Right now, we have connected back up all but about 8,000 Vermonters, and we expect to have them connected back in the near future.
The governor said that most of the damage in Vermont was a result of high winds and not flooding. Shumlin said that he would join the governors in neighboring states to discuss the storm with President Obama and see how Vermont can help.
Had our share of storms over the last 22 months. We're grateful that we didn't get hit as hard as our neighbors, but we're going to be helping our neighbors get back on their feet in the same spirit that they exercised when we were in trouble.
Peter Coffey, Deputy Director for Operations and Logistics at Vermont Emergency Management, said that in the storm, four emergency shelters were opened in southern Vermont, but only one in Rutland had anyone come. Five people spent time at the Rutland shelter. Coffey also said that the Vermont National Guard was not utilized during the storm. Coffey said that for the customers in Vermont still without power, utilities are working to have most restored by tonight.
A lot of utilities feel that they'll get most of those cleaned up by dark today. There's some of the major ones that they still need to go. We do have a lot of contractors because of the forecasting that we had. We've got a lot of contractors in the state from Canada and other states to assist. So we're in pretty good shape as far as that's concerned.
Vermont Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott said the work in the Green Mountain State is not done, but sees the storm as a lesson in preparedness.
We can't let our guard down. We have to do. We have to be prepared, and I think this was a great exercise. And again, recognizing that we've had some damage and we aren't out of the woods yet, but it's been a great exercise for us to be prepared for the future.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.